I was reading this new report yesterday. I told you about it a bit here. The report being that American troops are now permanently stationed in Taiwan, according to Taipei. It's a big move that's clearly not going to impress Xi Jinping or the People's Liberation Army or Beijing in general. And it's just another source of tension between the United States and China and the Chinese Communist Party. Join me, Anna Mu, member of the new federal state of China, to help sort out what's happening with Taiwan, with Hong Kong, and all these other things. Anna, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again, Steve.
Let's start with this positioning of American troops in Taiwan. That means that any move against Taiwan would, in effect, be a move against the United States. It puts us in a pretty tight position here. It raises tensions, probably a bit of an affront to Xi Jinping. And I'm kind of surprised that the Biden administration was this bold, considering they are not this bold in places they should be and too bold in others. My take on the situation. What do you make of these troops being there? What will it mean to the people in power in China?
Thank you very much for bringing this up. And it is a very new, the whole situation that has just been happening and we have seen. Now, of course, we know as of the overall picture, the CCP has indeed been launching the war and also have been through different mechanisms, different ways to set up a whole plot towards the United States and towards many of the nations around the world. So if we are talking about a warfare, we know there's already the biological warfare, chemical warfare. There's the warfare through media, the warfare through all that you can imagine, the energy, you know. So we are looking at all these different ways that the CCP have already been putting out the war. So, of course, we know we don't want the Americans, we don't want the different nations to face this dilemma, because there are many strategic ways we can combat through this war. And remember, for what we have been sharing over here, now for what we have on this show, it is truth is power, intelligence is power, information is power. So, of course, the CCP want to go to war so they can make us, you know, waste up our budget, sacrifice our young men. But as what the NFSC stands and, you know, what we have been shared before, we don't ask for aid from the U.S. and we are not asking the U.S. to send our young men and people to war. So there are many ways we can counter this while protecting the rights and benefits of this country. But like we always, you know, say and clamor here, never underestimate the evilness of the CCP.
Yeah, the CCP.
Look out for the different signs.
Yeah, they're not going to, they're not just going to let this slide. I'm going to guess it creates real problems between Washington and Beijing. We'll see how that kind of plays out. But but this is in a bigger picture, bigger context, because you have Hong Kong turned over to the Chinese government, what, 1997, I believe. Took barely 25 years. They went back on everything they had promised Hong Kong would be. There's a new law coming, a new national security law in Hong Kong that will further tighten the screws on the people, the once fairly free people of Hong Kong. Not really free at all anymore, are they?
No, not at all. Now, of course, we know from the recent news is Hong Kong have moved very quickly to pass a very controversial new national security law. So it is an extension of the existing law passed in 2020. And that gives the whole government of Hong Kong under the CCP's control a greater power to suppress the dissidents, and of course, mirroring the laws in mainland China. So it's like another version of what it has already had in communist China. So it only took about 12 days to have the bill tabled for the final round, and it has been getting passed on since its first release earlier this month. So this is what we have already seen. Now, the point about this one is there are the change in the defined interpretation of many crimes in the bills. So, again, it's a more...
What kind of crimes? What kind of things are crimes now, Anna, in Hong Kong? Like I said, Hong Kong was a vibrant, happening place. Is still to a point, but not the way it was in 1975 or 1985 or 1995, actually. Even into the 2000s. But then it all began to change. Elected leaders were taken out, moved, arrested. Now the freedom of movement, not what it used to be. The surveillance everywhere. Hong Kong, not the crown jewel. I mean, Hong Kong was China's gateway to the world, to normalize relations, and instead of maintaining that, they've gone the other way, haven't they?
It's absolutely the other way. And, you know, so like the question you have mentioned here about what are the ways, you know, what is the real, you know, types of offenses they have mentioned? So, you know, they said they're going to punish people for example, what they call as treason or insurrection or sabotage with life prison. And also those found guilty of espionage can face up to 20 years. So, you know, the way that they are going to define this can be very different. Now, we know how it works inside Communist China. If the CCP calls out that you are carrying out the espionage activities, then that is the case. There is no way that you can make an explanation, or there's no way that you can base off the truth. It is what the CCP say, and that is what they would do. So, like you have also taken out in this case as well, remember when the Chinese military marched into Hong Kong and take over in the ceremony in 1997, the first thing they did was put red paint over the royal mailboxes and stamped them with the CCP signs on them. So, you know, many of the questions have not been asked. That is, since when the CCP have been taken over and set up, it's like unavoidable shackles and traps on Hong Kong. What has happened since then? So it's interesting to look at what the NFSC, the New Federal State of China, we have shared back in even July 2022, which was that back then it was about 25 years since the CCP took over Hong Kong.
Right.
So remember, you know, back then, even none of the Hong Kong's government, tycoons, actors, other public figures, they cannot travel freely or speak out.
They've all been silenced.
And even
they have all been silenced for the most part. I mean, either you toe the party line, you project the party agenda, you sing the party songs, or you don't get to speak at all. That's really what's happened, isn't it?
You know the deal. That is what has been happened. And for that case, you know, Hong Kong's economy, all of them is fake. So, you know, percentage-wise, 80% of the stocks in Hong Kong, you know, the data of 2022, Hong Kong has been always been stable and are controlled by Communist Party. So it's state-controlled companies, and we are looking at, you know, the related companies that have been mixed with the Communist Party to point of being unable to stand up. So that's what we have seen. And during these years, the CCP had deployed more than 200 wartime military facilities in Hong Kong, in the most prosperous areas and most important waters. But think about now in 2024. You can only imagine it is just about to get worse.
Dangerous times. Anna Mo, New Federal State of China, thank you for sharing your expertise on these events that are happening. We'll watch Taiwan. We'll watch Hong Kong, and of course, we'll always keep our eye on Beijing. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. American troops permanently stationed in Taiwan. Not a good situation, is it? The answer is absolutely not. I mean, here we are permanently stationed in Taiwan. Joe Biden says he'll defend Taiwan. Again, I don't know what our official position should be. Do we want to be toe-to-toe with Taiwan, toe-to-toe with Russia, toe-to-toe with terrorists in the Middle East? As I recall, Donald Trump got us into zero wars. We've got war all over the globe now, or potential for war. I'll be right back.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by a million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
at the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michigan.com.